Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Speed Reading Techniques, Learn the Secrets to Improve Your Speed Reading with Useful Techniques and Exercises by Wilbur Cyril Hale, is a practical self-improvement guide focused on increasing reading speed through repeatable methods and exercises. The book belongs to the learning skills and productivity category rather than academic reading theory, and its purpose is to help readers identify habits that slow them down, practice more efficient visual movement across text, and apply faster reading methods to everyday materials such as books, articles, emails, and study content. Based on its available description, the book emphasizes accessible instruction over technical complexity. It presents speed reading as a trainable skill built through eye control, reduced unnecessary rereading, wider text recognition, and attention to comprehension. Its value lies in converting a broad promise, reading faster, into a set of practical habits readers can test and refine through regular practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading speed is treated as a trainable skill rather than a fixed ability. A central idea of speed reading techniques is that slow reading is not simply a permanent personal limitation. The book approaches reading speed as the result of habits, many of which can be adjusted through deliberate practice. This is important because many readers assume they are slow because they lack intelligence, concentration, or natural talent. The book instead points toward behavior, how the eyes move, how often the reader goes backward, how much inner speech accompanies the text, and how narrowly the reader processes words. By framing speed reading as a skill, the guide makes improvement dependent on observation and training rather than vague motivation. This practical orientation also explains why exercises are emphasized. A reader cannot improve speed only by understanding the idea of faster reading. The body and attention must learn a different rhythm. The book, therefore, fits best as a practice manual, encouraging readers to measure their current habits. Apply techniques repeatedly and build gradual fluency rather than expect instant mastery. Secondly, eye movement control is presented as a foundation for faster reading. The book gives attention to the mechanics of eye movement because reading speed is strongly affected by how the eyes travel across a page or screen. Slow readers often fixate on too many individual words, pause longer than necessary, or move backward repeatedly even when comprehension has not actually failed. Speed reading techniques highlights the need to make visual movement more efficient, using exercises intended to reduce wasted motion and encourage smoother progression through text. The reasoning is concrete: if the eyes stop less often and cover more text during each fixation, the reader can process more material in the same amount of time. This does not mean racing blindly through sentences. It means developing better control over where attention lands and how quickly the reader advances. The topic is especially useful because it shifts speed reading away from abstract advice and toward an observable behavior. Readers can notice whether their eyes wander, regress, or remain locked on single words, then use drills to create a more stable and economical reading pattern. Thirdly, reducing subvocalization is linked to breaking the pace of spoken reading. Another major theme is the reduction of subvocalization, the habit of silently pronouncing words while reading. The book treats this habit as one reason many readers remain close to speaking speed even when their eyes could move faster. Subvocalization is not always harmful, especially when reading difficult material, technical language, or literature where sound and wording matter. However, for routine informational reading, silently saying every word can limit speed because the reader processes text as if listening to a voice. Speed reading techniques encourages readers to weaken this dependency so that meaning can be recognized more directly from groups of words. The value of this concept lies in its balance between speed and understanding. The goal is not to eliminate all interverbalization in every context, but to prevent it from controlling the pace of all reading. Readers who practice this skill may become better at adapting their method to the task, reading lighter material quickly while slowing down when careful interpretation is necessary. Fourthly, chunking and peripheral awareness help readers move beyond word-by-word processing. The book also emphasizes the importance of processing larger units of text instead of treating every word as a separate stop. This idea is commonly described through chunking, where the reader takes in phrases or clusters of words in a single visual and cognitive movement. The related use of peripheral awareness can help the reader recognize more text around the point of focus, widening the amount of material captured at once. The reasoning is straightforward: when a reader sees only one word per fixation, reading becomes slow and fragmented. When the reader can recognize meaningful groups, speed improves, and sentences may feel more coherent. This technique also supports comprehension because meaning is often carried by phrases, not isolated words. A phrase such as a cause, contrast, or condition can be understood more naturally as a unit. Speed reading techniques appears to position these drills as practical training for visual range and pattern recognition. The method is especially relevant for nonfiction, where readers often need to identify main ideas, transitions, and supporting details efficiently. Lastly, the book stresses the need to preserve comprehension while increasing pace. A useful feature of the book is its attention to the relationship between speed and comprehension. Speed reading advice can become unrealistic when it treats faster movement as the only measure of success. Speed reading techniques instead presents faster reading as worthwhile only when the reader continues to understand the material. This matters because different texts require different speeds. A simple email, a familiar article, and a dense academic chapter should not be read in the same way. The practical lesson is that speed must be adjusted to purpose. The reader should learn to move quickly through material that is repetitive, familiar, or low stakes, while slowing down for unfamiliar concepts, technical explanations, or arguments that require evaluation. Exercises and progress tracking are useful only if they include comprehension as a checkpoint. This makes the book more realistic within the speed reading category. Its techniques are best understood as tools for flexible reading efficiency, rather than a promise that every kind of text can be read at extreme speed without loss. In conclusion, speed reading techniques is best suited for readers who feel slowed down by inefficient habits and want a concise, practice-oriented introduction to improving reading speed. Students may benefit from its focus on processing study material more efficiently, while professionals may find value in applying its techniques to reports, emails, articles, and other information-heavy tasks. Lifelong learners who read frequently but feel limited by pace can also use the book as a starting framework for structured practice. Its practical benefit is not merely faster page turning, but greater awareness of how reading actually happens: eye movement, regression, subvocalization, phrase recognition, and comprehension monitoring. Intellectually, the book encourages readers to treat reading as an adaptable process rather than a single fixed behavior. Compared with broader productivity books, it stands out by concentrating on one specific skill and pairing that skill with exercises rather than general advice. Compared with more technical reading research, it appears more accessible and immediately applicable. Its strongest position is as an entry-level manual for readers who want usable techniques without a heavy theoretical apparatus. The most realistic way to read it is as a training guide, helpful when practiced consistently, most effective when readers measure progress, and most responsible when speed is balanced against the demands of the text. If you would like to support Wilbur Cyril Hale, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.